Good morning. I'm Don Dresser. The crew is with us. It's 20 minutes before the hour of 8. We'll be talking to Don Morin from the National Weather Service office like we did yesterday. Don will be with us in about 5 minutes. Hey, they're at it again. A guy has come forth and said that Elvis Presley had a double, and that double died, and he was the one that's in the coffin. And he has pictures to prove it. That's what he says. Elvis Presley substituted a double before his reported death. It can be proved because the chubby imposter's chest is too hairy. The king had a phobia about his chest, according to longtime friend Charlie Hodge. And Charlie has a book out called Me and Elvis. Everybody has a book out. Any of you guys have a book out about Elvis? No, our crew doesn't have a book out. Anyway, Me and Elvis is out. It's put out by Castle Books. Hodge says Elvis would usually hold up his hand and turn away from the camera. He didn't like pictures taken of his bare chest. He had no hair on it. So it was only rarely that you would see him walking down the beach without a T-shirt on or a robe. Yet, in his last concert tour, Elvis flaunted his hairy chest to women in the audience, and that was totally out of character, he said. California police detective Monty Wayne Nicholson said that sources close to the singer told him Elvis was substituting lookalikes to perform for him in the months leading up to his death. Nicholson says, I think there are enough unanswered questions about the insurance policies, the doubles, and the autopsy that this case should be looked into. He said, why is it so hard for people to believe that Elvis might be hiding? Thousands of people do it every year. Well, I don't know. That Elvis allegedly didn't have any hair on his chest, and some of the late pictures showed him with a hairy chest. I don't know if I believe that or not. It's 18 before 8. We're at 42 downtown, 32 at the airport. Say, celebrate the re-grand opening of the Moorhead Center Mall. 13 stores in the mall are new or newly remodeled. So pack up the family and shop the Center Mall's re-grand opening now through Sunday. If there. Yeah, this guy says that Elvis had this imposter who had the hairy chest. And the imposter died and is in the grave, and Elvis is hiding in England. He says that what Elvis did is had some plastic surgery that made him look like the imposter. Boy, this story gets more complicated all the time. Good morning, Don.
Well, thank you very much. Oh. Yeah, good morning.
He's an Elvis impersonator. Yeah, this guy that's got a book out now, everybody's got a book.
I haven't heard this one. Yeah, this is great.
All right, yeah. Did you hear about the hairy chest?
No.
All right, the imposter allegedly... They've got some pictures of Elvis singing with a big hairy chest, and then they have some other pictures of Elvis without hair on his chest.
Ah.
And they say that Elvis didn't have hair, and the imposter had hair, and he's the one that died and is in the grave. And the guy that wrote the book, it's called Me and Elvis, put out by Castle Books. The guy's name is Charlie Hodge. You don't have a book out by Elvis, do you?
No, I haven't yet.
How about Clarence Pruitt?
He might. I'll check with him on that.